shall worship the name of the Lord. Holy are you, Lord, all creation, all you God, worthy is your name. We worship your majesty. Holy are you, Lord, holy are you, Lord, all creation, all you God, you are worthy. We worship your majesty, awesome God, how great thou art. You are God, mighty are your miracles, we stand. Gather them out of the land.
We worship your name. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Thank you for the gift of salvation and also for the opportunity to gather with other believers in your presence to pray this afternoon. Lord, we are grateful for the gift of eternal life that you've given to us. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory in the name of Jesus.
We are grateful for the gift of salvation and also for the opportunity to gather with other believers in your presence to pray. We are grateful in the name of Jesus.
We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Proverbs chapter 11, verse 14. Where there's no guidance, a people fall, but in an abundance of counselors, there's safety. Let's thank God for the preservation of life and purpose of the leadership of Glow Music and the entire ministry. Open your mouth from the depth of your heart and pray this prayer, thanking God for the preservation of life and purpose of the leadership of Glow Music and the entire ministry. Father, in the name of Jesus, we are grateful. We are grateful. We are grateful for the preservation of life and purpose of the leadership of Glow Music and the entire ministry. Jesus, we are grateful. Thank you. Thank you for our teaching priest. Thank you for leadership. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the membership. Thank you that our purpose is intact, holding it in the right hand of your arm, or your right arm that doeth valiantly. In the name of Jesus. Psalm 51, verse 17. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God. thou would not despise. Therefore, right now, we're asking God forgiveness of sins in any way that we've trespassed against God's will, in Jesus' name. Jesus' name are we praying.
Amen.
Isaiah 46 verse 10, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are praying and asking that the will of God for our lives and for Glow Music Ministry in relation to his end time kingdom agenda should be established. Open your mouth and pray that God's counsel concerning your life will stand. Father, let your will, your purpose, your counsel concerning my life and Glow Music in relation to your entire kingdom agenda, let it be established in the name of Jesus. Establish thou your purpose concerning my life. Establish your purpose concerning the ministry in relation to your entire kingdom agenda.
In the mighty name of Jesus, let your will be established in our lives. Let your will be established in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your will be established in Glow Music Ministry in relation to the establishing of your kingdom agenda for this time. Let it be established in the name of Jesus. Let your will come to pass. Let your will come to pass. Let your will be manifested in our lives
in the name of
Jesus. We thank you, Lord.
Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 9. And the Lord thy God will make thee plenteous in every work of thine hand, in the fruit of thy body, in the fruit of thy cattle, in the fruit of thy land, for good. For the Lord will again rejoice over thee for good, as he rejoiced over thy fathers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we are praying that the Lord will ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands as we serve him faithfully. Open your mouth. Lord, as we serve you faithfully in this kingdom, as we serve you faithfully in this ministry, ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands in the name of Jesus. Ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands in the name of Jesus. Father, that our service, O God, will speak in relation to the work of our hands, that it will come back to serve the kingdom, serve society, ourselves and our families as well. In the name of Jesus, ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands. For you have not called us to serve you in vain. And this we believe, that as we seek you, you who is the rewarder of them that diligently seek you, my God, show your power concerning the work of our hands in the name of Jesus. Yes, your name be glorified. Finally, 3 John 1 verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. 1 Peter 2:24. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we are praying and forcing God's provision of divine health for our lives, our family, as well as leadership and the entire membership of the ministry. Pray this prayer from the depth of our hearts. Our efforts will not be wasted. Our time will not be spent on sicknesses. We will always be present when the Lord calls because of the provision of divine health in the name of Jesus. Father, we enforce your provision of divine health for our lives, our family, as well as leadership and the entire membership of the ministry in the name of Jesus. Sicknesses will not stop us. Whatever is a planting of the enemy in our bodies is dispelled now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, begin to give the Lord thanks for answered prayer. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. Honor and adoration is yours. Thank you for these prayers you had. Thank you for an awesome encounter this afternoon. Thank you that we are not living the same. In Jesus' precious name, let's worship him. Amam fra fwa ye ni chefa. Waye ya himanya sofu amayene jonya kupa shiranga
Thomas, we are here to pray, and for each and every one of us dedicating this time of prayer unto the Lord, taking time out of our precious Monday, midday time. I know by now there are people who busily want to rush out for break, lunchtime, and to take 30 minutes out to communicate with our Father in heaven. Your life will not be the same. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We've been looking at intentional spiritual growth for end time ministers, under which we've been studying on walk in wisdom. But as part of the principles of walking in wisdom, one of them is work. And to succeed at work, you ought to work with God. And today is about the third session under work with God. And the element that we are focusing on today is meekness. We ought to be meek. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us not forget that our Father in heaven is constantly working, according to John 5:17. Jesus is constantly working, according to Romans chapter 8, verse 34. The Holy Spirit is constantly working, according to Romans 8:26. And angels are always working day to day, hour by hour, minute by minute, according to Psalm 103, verse 20. To work is a blessing. To have the opportunity to work is a blessing from God to man. And you will never lack the opportunity to work, in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
So in working, we ought to be meek. What does it mean to be meek? It means to be quiet. Or these are some of the things that illustrate meekness. To be quiet, to be gentle, to be easily imposed on. It means you are not rebellious. You don't reject imposition. And of course, we are not looking at bad imposition, but we are looking at good imposition. To be submissive. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we read Psalm 25 verse 9. It says, the meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. The he there referring to God. In Genesis 6:3, and the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. A long time ago, man used to live very long. You've heard of people like Methuselah, Enoch, living above 100 years. As a matter of fact, man would have lived forever. Disobedience cut man's days short. Short of a day. A day to God is 1,000 years. And so you see that the man who lived the longest, you see, God had said that in the day that thou sinned, or thou disobey me, ye shall surely die. So man couldn't go beyond one day. Man died 900 and something years, and like I said, 1,000 years is one day to God. So man couldn't live beyond a day. Now, even with the thousands of years, it had been reduced to the point that God chose to now cut it off at 120 years. Why? Because of striving with man. When you are meek, scripture says that God will guide you in judgment. When you are meek, he will teach you his ways. When you are rebellious, God will not strive with you. He will cut you off. And that is where we ought to be very careful. In our work with God, previously we had learned that God must be our leading partner. He is the one who leads and he is the one who controls where to go as you are going. You don't start the work with God in the morning. You get a big contract. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this contract. And then that's all. The next time we hear about you, you are at a prayer camp. God, why are you not bringing another contract? Because, yes, you pray, thank you, and then that was it. Throughout the contract, you ought to work with God. And the way you can work with God as your leading partner is to have a meek heart. When meekness is not in place, when God suggests to you, the Holy Spirit draws your attention, you will refuse, you will reject it, and the outcome will be that God will depart from you because he does not want to strive with man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Those who know it all cannot be guided by God. And I want you to say that after me. Those who know it all cannot be guided by God.
Those who know it all cannot be guided by God.
Don't make yourself an opinion leader. Everything, you have the idea how to go about it. Sit down and ask God, how do I go about this one? To be meek, you must listen to advice. Oh, this lady is not from my hometown, so I won't listen to what she said. My sister, it could be on the path to death and someone drew your attention. At best, you discuss it with the Holy Spirit. Talk to God about it. This is what this person is saying. But don't draw rebellious lines based on your personal belief. The fact that you know something does not mean it will work every time. You have to beware of too much knowledge. Too much knowledge. When you read 1 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 1, it says, now as touching things offered unto idols, we know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge puffeth up, but charity edifieth. You can be too known, as we put it, that you think you know everything, so you don't listen to advice. Even when a little child draws your attention to something, put your pride down, shelf your pride, and pay attention. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It could be God speaking to you through your personal assistant. It could be God speaking to you through a mere choir member. You don't have to always open your ears to those above, and you shut your ears to those below. And unfortunately, sometimes our leaders of nations, that is what happens. They get puffed up in pride. Here it says that knowledge, when you know so much, it can puff you up in pride. I have doctorates. I have masters. So when my painter is showing me that this color is what is correct, no, doctorate degree does not. You have a bad mix of colors. Hallelujah. Please tell your neighbor that calm down.
Calm down.
You need to be meek. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It goes to everybody from top to down. Everybody. When meekness is established, there will never be strife. There will be no strife between man and God and no strife between man and man. Now, we look at Psalm 37, verse 11. It says, but the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. This is a very dangerous scripture. And Jesus quoted this scripture again, I think, in Matthew 5, when he was given the Beatitudes or Beatitudes. All right? And he quoted it again. The meek shall inherit the earth. Those who are in a hurry, rushing about, hey, today I'm doing this connection here, tomorrow I have doing this BTS, the next day. Hey, you don't know what is happening, rushing here. Hey, today I'm doing this, tomorrow. Say you suffer, do all that. And the meek, the gentle, the quiet, the one who is easily imposed on, they will come and take it over from you. He says, the meek shall inherit the earth. There are ways to be rich or wealthy. Your salary can make you wealthy. It can earn you income. But meekness can make you wealthy, because someone who has inherited things will now pass them all over to you. The other who has worked and sweat, who has labored, that person will hand over everything to the meek. I'm not the one saying it. Scripture is telling us. Because everybody wants someone they can trust. Someone they won't be striving with. When you say, hey, no. You see, every time, but no. So you always hand over your inheritance to the meek. It's an advice to everybody, both with God and with man. Don't strive, be meek. Say after me, I won't strive, I'll be meek.
I won't strive, I'll be meek.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he shall delight himself in the abundance of peace. When you see a meek person, they are surrounded by peace. Surrounded by peace. Surrounded by peace. They never fight. They never struggle about things. You say this, okay. You say that, okay. You say that. By the grace of God, we'll do it. And they are always surrounded by peace because they have helpers. You say, your helpers shall be peace. You have helpers. That is the meek person. People help them without them asking because of the attribute of meekness. Before we pray, you know Moses. Moses was considered the meekest man on earth. His sister spoke against him, his own sister. His own brother, in front of people, not in the bedroom. In front of the whole nation, his own brother and sister rose up against him and said that, who do you think you are? When they did that, God said, Moses, stand aside. Let me deal with these people. And God will deal with your case.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Today, before we pray, if you have not given your life meaningfully to Christ, I want to give you this opportunity. Grace, the grace of God is given unto all men. But you have to make that choice, that decision, that you are going to open your heart unto Jesus Christ. So please say this short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I thank you for this sacrifice you've made for me by shedding your blood in my place, that I may have access to eternity. Today, I receive you into my life. I accept you as my master, as my Lord, as my instructor, as my leader forever and ever. You are my king. In Jesus' name have I prayed. Amen. Now, for everybody who has heard this word, I want you to begin to pray right now that, Lord, please give me a heart of meekness. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. I cannot make it on my own. Please give me a heart of meekness. It's not by might, it's not by power. When people speak, sometimes become defensive instead of listening. Please help me, have mercy upon me, and give me a heart of meekness. A heart that will listen to you. A heart that will not strive with you. A heart that will not strive with my seniors. A heart that will not strive with mine. Please have mercy upon me. And Lord, as you grant me the heart of meekness, every inheritance you have laid up for me, Lord, let me not miss my portion in the mighty name of Jesus. Every inheritance you have for me, which I can access through meekness, let me not miss my portion in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lift up your voice. As we worship the Lord right now, may he fulfill his purpose in your life, in Jesus' name.
You make your face to shine on me, that my soul knows very well. when mountains fall, I'll stand by the power of your hand, and in your heart of hearts I'll dwell. That my soul knows very well. Joy and peace each day I find, that my soul knows very well. Forgiveness, hope I know is mine, that my soul knows very well. When mountains fall, I'll stand by the power of your hand, and in your heart of hearts I'll dwell.
If you just gave your life to Christ, kindly contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
Amen. So when mountains fall, I'll stand by the of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. God bless you for joining. We'll meet tomorrow again at 12 p.m. prompt. Shalom.